Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, at least for a little while longer, and that's the reason for my guest today. So, Jonathan Canning, welcome to our program.
Hello.
Not only am I excited about having you on as a guest, I'm even more excited about having you as my successor here as executive director for South Shore Arts. Come June, you know, we're sort of job sharing here at the moment and working through transition planning, but come June, you get to take full reins of South Shore Arts full time. And I got to start by saying, first off, congratulations. And second, just curious, you started with us in early March. As you've gotten to know us, what are you most excited about?
Well, thank you. And I'm not sure what I'm most excited at. What I'm afraid of is that you won't take my calls once you're on the golf links and something comes up. But no, I'm really excited. I had a very privileged childhood in England. Think Hogwarts without the magic. But I had an education that was rich in academics, the arts, music, and sport. And I want to make sure that South Shore Arts is providing a strong basis for art education for this region, because I firmly believe, passionately believe, in the power of the arts for the development of educational skills, personal expression, and community building.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a career in the museum world as a curator and art educator, and now I'm thrilled to lead an organization of really dedicated artists, educators, and just art enthusiasts who want to bring the power of the arts to the community.
Well, and you and I have really gotten to know each other over the last couple of years through the Regional Arts Council that we've both been a part of. And so I was going to say, people might not be familiar with even some of your local work. So just prior to coming over to South Shore Arts, can you share a little bit about your engagement in the arts here in Northwest Indiana?
Yes, well, I arrived about 30 months ago as the director of the Brower Museum, a wonderful collection of American art at Valparaiso University, and worked to reopen the museum after the COVID pandemic and to start spreading the word of the wonderful collection that is there. And then through the Regional Arts Council, befriended you and many of the leaders of arts organizations, not just the visual arts, but the performing arts, dance, the creative economy in this mm-hmm. region. And that was really a very exciting introduction to what the work I'm about to step up to do at South Shore.
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, you did such a terrific job with Brower, even some of the partnerships that we were able to put together where, you know, lending from the collection, the Dudleys, for our celebration last year of the Artist in Residence program at the National Parks and celebrating the Art of the Dunes was terrific. And so it's great that you've built those roots locally, the connections across the region, and knowing South Shore Arts is the regional arts partner for the area that, you know, effectively leads that group. You've got those connections already. So I think that's an important part about what you bring to the role.
But I can't fill your shoes.
Because my feet are bigger. That's the only reason. Well, listen, the other thing I wanted to touch on is because, you know, for many of you out there know, South Shore Arts has a management relationship with the Northwest Indiana Symphony. That clearly the creative side of that is run through musical director Kurt Musrat. But we help lead and develop funds for and ensure the funding for the symphony and the continued existence of a 80-plus-year-old musical institution here. You yourself have a little background in music, so I thought I'd ask you to share a little bit about your connection to music and the impact it's played in your life.
As a high schooler, I played the bassoon in the school orchestra, and one of the things that taught me was how to work in a group collaboratively, because you're sitting in the middle of a mighty orchestra and you are listening out to your fellow players and calibrating your own sound to blend with theirs. So I again, another example of how important the arts are in one's education and in building up as a young person who you are in your place within a community and a group of players.
I love that analogy, and it really does fit to what I think the role of South Shore Arts is. And so I appreciate you sharing that. Now, if we can get to a business piece that I think we're both excited to sort of share relative to music, and that's while you're just getting started in our organization, we do have a key player, our music director, Mr. Kirk Muspratt, we spoke about just a second ago, who's getting ready to start his 25th season as music director, conductor, maestro of the Northwest Indiana Symphony. And so I know we've got a special celebration plan that's upcoming. Can you share a little bit about that event?
Absolutely. To celebrate Maestro Muspratt's 25th anniversary with Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra, we are having an event at the Center for the Visual and Performing Arts in Munster, May 1st, 6 p.m. Tickets are available on the southshoreartsonline.org website, and we really hope that you will come out and celebrate and kick off the anniversary year of Kirk working and conducting our symphony orchestra.
It's going to be, if you know Kirk, it will be a fun celebration. Special guests, special music.
Special performances. Mm-hmm. I will not be playing the bassoon.
I think we would all love to hear that, Jonathan, so I wouldn't rule that out. But it is terrific. And again, you can get tickets at southshoreartsonline.org. I actually also believe at the nisorchestra.org as well, the Northwest Indiana Symphony website as well. Tickets, again, are how much?
Tickets are $80.
Okay, $80 to get in. You can round that up by any means because all proceeds go to support the orchestra. And, you know, again, a traditional, we've got the Summer Music Festival coming up this July with 7 locations again out there. So it's going to be a fantastic summer. And we've yet to announce, so you're coming to the last concert in May, our salute to John Williams, May 15th and 16th. We'll actually announce next season's lineup as well. So some exciting stuff coming up for the symphony. Well, listen, it has been great to have you on. I truly look forward to having you step in and continue to take the reins here. And I promise you, at the conclusion of 18 holes, I will absolutely return your call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you to all of you listening today to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region.